You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
This week on the Roman Podcast,
we talk about a walkabout for a wankabout, non-spoilers spoilers for non-spoiled spoilers, and Star Wars. Yep, just Star Wars at Home Depot.
All that and more on episode 163 of the Roman Podcast.
Welcome to the Roman Podcast. I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And I'm Rob Cast.
Mr. Rob, holy shit, we finally saw Endgame Cast.
You did.
Yeah, I did. And I went, it was good. I went with my brother.
Right.
And my brother lives about an hour and a half from where I live. So I drove down there, hung out with him. We had a good time. And then we're like, you know, okay, let's go see a movie. And it's one of those theaters where they've redone it all and they actually have leather recliners.
Yes.
You know, and pretty soon it's just going to be butt massagers and...
I can't wait.
And love you long time, girls. So that's all it's going to be.
That's a different theater. That is a different theater. That's they actually.
No, I think it's going mainstream. I think that's really where we're headed.
Yeah, well, I think that's a 4D thing, except, I mean, I'm not sure what kind of movies you're watching.
Yeah, and if you can't afford D, you go back to the regular theater.
If you can afford D, yes, if you can afford it. Yeah, okay, well, just real quick then. Is that still a thing with the advent of the internet? The porno theater?
Apparently they still exist.
Is it like a blockbuster? Like you got to take a picture in front of one when you see one?
I don't think you really want to do that.
Okay.
You end up kind of like a Paul Rubens situation.
No. Yeah, I'm not. Okay. Well, all right.
Paul Rubens are those, if you don't know.
Yep.
What was his alter ego?
Pee Wee Herman.
That is correct. And back in the 90s?
Maybe? Early 90s, late 80s. Yeah, around
yeah.
there.
He was God flogging the dolphin in one of these theaters, which I was confused because I'm like, what else are you going to do there? But yeah, you're supposed to go enjoy the movie and not do anything. That's why back in the 80s, we had this like, or back in the 90s and 80s, we had this thing where I think it was like, I think Howie Mandel came up with the joke. He says, you really want to freak people out at one of those theaters. You show up with a squirt gun filled with like warm Jergens lotion.
Yes.
Just squirt the back of people's heads. Ah!
Okay, well, and we should explain. Yes, pre-internet, and again, we're not sure if they're still around, but there were adult theaters where you would go into a movie theater style place, and you'd get a ticket, and you go to the they'd rip your ticket, you'd go in, and it would be pornography, because else are you going to see it? And also, too, we're old enough to remember when our parents bought our first VCR.
Yeah, I'm old enough to remember because we had a Beta.
Oh, wow. You were,
even though it was better quality than a VHS, it wasn't mainstream.
Yes.
So we had less selections, and it took like an additional 10 years before we finally got a real VHS, okay. If not longer.
Okay, so we're all over the place here. Okay, let's roll it back. Okay, pre-internet, and also, too, there was a pre-VCR, so watching pornography can only happen in a movie theater.
Well, or if you wanted to do it manually, you had to go, and I saw this on a meme today, which fucking made me laugh. Kids today will never know that you could find pornography in the bushes,
yes,
and vice versa.
And vice versa?
Yeah. You can find bushes in pornography.
Yes, you did. Yes, of course. Sorry. I'm like, wait, what? Magazine. Oh, yes.
You can find dirty magazines in the bushes, and you can find bushes in dirty magazines.
Yes. We almost did a whole episode on porn in the bush like 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago. So check our back catalog.
Listeners, they just need to know. And you know what? And I thought it was just a thing where we were from. It happens all over this country, all over the US.
Yeah.
All over, I'm sure, in Mexico and all that. It happens in England, which was hilarious.
Yes.
Because like when I heard them talking about it, I was like, holy shit, it's not just us. This is the best place to hide it, especially like a culvert.
Yeah, exactly. Or a hollowed out log or some. Anyway, we're all over the place. Pre-internet, the only place you can go was a movie theater. Yes, you'd watch porn, but what you'd have to do.
Well, that was a big city thing. Remember, that was a big city thing. You couldn't really do that in small town.
And again, we were too young when these were going on. Yeah,
early 80s.
Yeah.
Up the late 90s till Giuliani came in and cleaned it all out.
So what you'd have to do, you'd have to go in, watch the movie, really have an excellent memory, put all that visual stuff in your spank bank and run home and jerk off. Right. So yeah, then.
And you probably have to make an early withdrawal about 5 minutes from the theater. I get it.
Yeah. Okay. Of course. Of course. And again, also too. And then this is pre-phone. Like, so that's my question at the top of the show before we went on the 10, after the end game thing. Are there any of these theaters out there? And now it's like, I have a phone. You could watch porn anytime.
Yeah, and they have live sex booths now. So instead of going to watch a movie, you literally put money in, and the curtain comes up, and it's a girl who will dance for you and do whatever. But it's for a limited time. You got to keep feeding the beast, right?
You got to keep feeding, or else, or the blinds come down on you, and then you can't see.
You're like, in the middle of mid stroke, trying to find a quarter, literally do a stroke.
Gross. Actually, funny story. A guy I used to work with, he went to Spain, and they have like live sex shows where they got men and women in there, and they're actually fucking, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. That's a big German thing too.
Yeah, so he goes there, and his buddy's doing whatever, so he's like, fuck it, I'll throw in whatever coin they have there, and he slips it in, and the thing goes up, and there's a guy and girl, they're fucking. He's like, oh wow, that's something. And anyway, so like he's like, okay, whatever. So then he goes back to doing whatever he's going around. And then later on in the evening, he goes, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to take one more peek. So he goes over. This is a couple hours later, puts the coin in or whatever he had to do. The shield goes up and they're both sitting there. The guy and the woman and the guy are having a cigarette. And the dude looks at the window and he's kind of like puts his hands up, like shrugs, like, oh, come on. I he's on his break. Having a cigarette, and they're like, oh wait, nobody's watching, okay, we can stop fucking, let's have a cigarette and relax for a second. And then all of a sudden the blind goes up, it's like, oh god damn it, he's like back to work.
Yeah, it's just like, I didn't take my Viagra 5 minutes ago, okay, you fucking asshole.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, he's actually upset that he caught him in middle of a break, you know. Yeah,
like, you know what, you keep that.
Well, I'd also too, if you got like a few hour shift and you're, dare I say, making love to this woman, and people are, blinds are going up and watching you from all sorts of different angles. Like, yeah, you'd have to, like, when you realized, oh wait, nobody's watching right now, you'd kind of like, okay, let's stop for a second. Like, you know, like, come on. Like, I'm starting to chafe.
Yeah. No shit. But, you know, now that we've educated everybody on the worst things possible,
yeah,
you're wrong. The worst things possible are a Budo show.
A photo show. Yeah. Okay. So we're going way off the reservation here. So, okay. So back to my point. Okay.
So back to Endgame.
Yeah. Back to Endgame. Giggity. You were in a theater with recliners, and yes, and they're very, the theaters have become very luxurious.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you saw the movie, and now before we move on, just in case we trip up, we're not going to do the play by play of the movie. That's not this show. There's lots of podcasts. Take a listen. Check out the Nerd Room. My buddy Tim out in Calgary, Tim, Troy, and Sanjay, they covered it on their last episode. So look at the Nerd Room on just the Nerd Room on podcast. You'll find it. So lots of people. So you saw it, and going ahead from now on in the show, spoilers, spoilers, spoilers.
Yeah, we're at the point now where spoilers have been lifted. Even the directors are online now talking about the movie and all the different things. So if you haven't seen the movie, skip ahead a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. And now we should. So we're not going to run down the movie, but the directors, they had an in-company spoiler ban. Now people are confused by, I think there was a big push, like a big hashtag, don't spoil Endgame or whatever it was, or no spoilers. That's basically telling the community. It's like, listen, if you can't get out there opening night, don't be an asshole and spoil it. And we've covered the assholes last week.
Yeah,
we won't go over that. But so basically they're saying, hey, listen, remember that joy that you got because you got to go opening night like I did? Don't ruin it for guys like Mr. LeBeau here who had to wait a couple days.
Yeah, and then go. And if you're going to go, at least react a little bit. Don't be those assholes who fucking scream and do it, and I can't hear nothing on the damn on the damn thing, but at least react to the movie. Like, I was in a theater that was so quiet.
Yeah.
You know, like, I was just kind of like beside my brother and myself and a couple other people, there were some really cool, awesome parts, especially Thor.
Yes.
That was fucking hilarious.
Of course.
And nobody was reacting. And I'm just like, seriously?
And well, and also too, the yeah, like, but I went in comparison, I went opening night, first showing available. So I was at the earliest possible showing we could see that movie in my area. So I was in there with a bunch of diehards. So the reactions were very visceral. They were, you mean, you're screaming at the right parts and everything else. So, but what the directors did, they had a spoiler ban, quote unquote, and they told the cast and crew, it's like, listen, don't start showing your Instagram videos of set photos or anything else until two Monday, or I think they waited, they wanted them to wait 2 weekends, so about 10 days.
So did Chris Pratt stick to that, or?
No, he did not. Chris Pratt did not stick to that.
I don't know if he got in trouble or not, but it was pretty hilarious.
It was, but again, it was after the showing. Basically, Chris Pratt went on and he had a set photo. He did like this panoramic shot, like just turned his phone around and a video, and it was like all the Avengers. And he's like, this video is so illegal. And again, but so everybody's like, well, there's a spoiler ban. How are they going to ban spoiler? No, they're not telling the public, dude. They're telling the public to be not be assholes, but they're telling the cast and crew, it's like, listen, because people are going to watch TV and they're going
to
see.
It's like they people crave to find out anything about it.
Yeah.
But you're like, no, dude, you don't want this. You want to be surprised by what you're going to find out. It's like, oh, it's no big deal. I just, you know, tell me anyways. It's like, no.
Or the
reporters are just like, just give me one thing. Why? So you can be the one that reports it and spoils it for everybody. You think that's going to make you number one? It makes you
ask. I guess that's what they call a scoop, I guess, in the business.
Or yeah, but in this, when you start scooping spoilers,
yeah,
right? That's literally, the definition is literally scooping shit.
Yeah, exactly. So this movie comes out. Again, the spoiler ban. And to reiterate, it was for the cast and crew and everybody else so they can not spoil the movie. They wanted 2 weekends to go by, so basically around 10 days. That way, okay, anybody that hasn't rushed out to see it is probably numb to spoilers anyway. So
yeah, I mean, I saw a great one today, a great meme. There was four panels. One of them I think I understood. It was basically spoilers with no context.
Okay.
And it was like one of the guys from it's Always Sunny in Philadelphia wearing a bitch beater shirt, but right, sticking his gut out.
Yes.
Right. The next one was a guy wearing a very small Speedos, but right, with the American flag on his ass.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. And the other one was Sailor Moon.
Yep. Yep. Okay.
Okay. I think I get, that's the one I think I get.
Okay.
And then the last one is just an old man on a bench.
Yeah. I got that one.
And it was like, wow, these are actually spoilers if you've seen the movie.
Yes.
If you haven't seen the movie, it makes no sense whatsoever.
Yeah. They did that with Game of Thrones too. They had like
a Starbucks coffee cup just on its own, or how did they ruin it?
No, that's something else. They and again, okay.
I was like, I don't watch it, right?
Okay,
I've been on set, and the person that handles that, they used to call them continuity directors, continuity people. Now they call them line script directors or script directors or whatever. There's a person that's their job. And I've been on set and having to go, hey, man, when we did this and that, wasn't that over there? Oh, yeah, thanks.
Okay.
What's your only fucking job?
Okay, let's get to that in a second. Like, people have no idea what we're talking about. Let's close up Endgame. Anyway, Endgame, saw it. You liked it.
We actually didn't spoil anything of the movie yet.
No, but you liked it.
I absolutely loved it. I felt I would have been more emotionally involved had the audience been more involved.
Yes.
No, and I probably would have enjoyed it. If you haven't seen it, go see it in IMAX.
Yes.
Because the picture is amazing. Not because it's that big, but it's crisp.
Yes.
The theater I was in was an older theater. They replaced all the seats, but it still had that screen that was like slightly fuzzy.
Grainy.
Typical, a little bit. And you're just kind of like, man, this is not high def at all. Like, really, that makes a huge difference. So compared to what I'm used to watching at home or whatever. So it's like, but if IMAX is that. So if you have your choice, if you have your dredges.
Dredges, yes.
There you go. I'm sorry. I was hanging out with Dredger.
Okay.
if you have your druthers, then I would say go watch an IMAX or anything with like a super crisp screen.
Yep, exactly. And check it out. And it's worth the money. Anyway, let's...
We didn't explore the fucking thing.
No, but let's put Endgame to bed. thank you, Russo Brothers. Awesome movie. Everybody loved it. Yes, people are picking some things apart, but hey, it's a fucking comic book movie.
I don't care who that is. Look, the last line of the big moment.
Yes.
Right? Total genius. And I was watching the Russo Brothers to see where they came up with that idea. And it was actually the editor, because in the original cut, he doesn't say anything.
Right.
And he just does the action.
Right.
And they felt like something was missing.
Yeah.
So then they were like, the editor who's been editing almost all these movies through the entire thing, who they say is just as creatively genius as everybody else. He's like, well, what if this guy says that? And they looked at each other like, oh, fuck, that's it. And during the reshoots, they made them reshoot that scene.
Yeah. And bookends the whole 22 movies.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay.
Well done.
So now we can officially put hashtag Endgame on our Instagram. So
yeah. But we threatened to spoil the movie and we never gave away one fucking scene.
Oh, either way, that's not our show. Go to the Nerd Room, check out the
voice. Okay, now to spoil Game of Thrones.
Yes, Game of Thrones. Now to what you were getting at before. There is a scene in Game of Thrones this week, and Daenerys, the Queen of Dragons, was sitting there and she had a Starbucks cup in front of her. And this is supposed to be like, it's a make-believe time. Obviously, they got dragons and sorcerers. And
yeah, that's the thing. It's like, people are getting very upset. They're like, God, you took me out of my story because I see a Starbucks cup. Yeah, really? The woman in front of you who's like, and like I said, I don't watch series. I've seen enough of it to know.
Yeah.
You're like, right? The lady who's running, who's got three or whatever, dragons. The lady who has dragons.
Yes.
Right? The Starbucks makes it not believable? Yeah, really?
The lady that has dragons and is at the moment fucking her nephew.
Who's a dead guy, right?
That's what upsets you?
Right? Wasn't she fucking a guy who used to be dead? I read that on a meme.
Yes. Yes.
Right? So the lady who has dragons, who's fucking a guy who used to be dead.
Yeah.
You see a Starbucks cup and you're like, this is no longer believable.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. The same guy is also her nephew. So, spoilers.
Well, yeah, like I said, don't watch it. I'm not going to. Season 4 was enough for me, people. After they had the old lop it off of me, I stopped watching.
You stop watching. You're like, I just can't get over it.
No, it's a line you don't cross. And sorry.
Okay. So as soon as they cut off Freons or whatever,
and then eat a sausage afterwards, go fuck yourself.
Okay, well, that's just you don't understand art then, or cinema, or television.
Look, I just saying, HBO. Like, I saw 4 seasons. I was like, that's enough for me. And I was like, at that time, was Dexter? I don't know what was going on. I was watching like a million series. I was like, I have to give up one. I was like, okay, I don't want to wait 2 years to watch another series of this. I'm gonna follow up on other stuff.
And you know what? That's great. And the thing is, but what I love most about that is, you haven't been going on Facebook when everybody else is all excited posting about the show. You haven't been going, who has two thumbs that doesn't like Game of Thrones, doesn't watch this guy? I'm an asshole. Yeah,
I don't do that shit.
No, it's like, you just bite your tongue.
Because when you do that, you're making it all about you. And that's so fucking narcissistic. Just like, oh, what about this? And I'm not watching this. And it's like, we don't care. Nobody's asking you. It's like an annoying little fucking yappy dog next to you going like, hey, Spike, get me here, Spike. Hey, Spike. It's like, knock it off.
Everybody's going to see Endgame. I don't give a fuck. It's like, well, dude, apparently the rest of the planet gave a fuck because
okay. Did you actually read that somewhere?
Oh,
because
yeah.
If you did, I think I know where it may have come from. Right? Okay. There's one individual that I blocked a long time ago.
Oh, right. Yes, yeah.
Is that where?
No, because I blocked the same person, or the other that person blocked me, or something happened. Anyway, we're not getting into that.
Yeah.
We're not. This is just not throw people we know under the bus. Let's get on to more cheery topics. I went to our local Home Depot just this past weekend.
Oh, it's Home Depot. Oh, no, that's not like that here.
No, it's not like that here. No, I'm, again, what people don't know, or they if they listen to the show, I'm in the Astromech Build Club. I'm building an R2-D2. He's a 1-for-1 life size, and I needed a couple parts, so I'm like off to Home Depot.
And the R2-D2 you're building looks really cool. It looks authentic.
It is.
It's just the sidecar you're building so that I can fit in the whole thing. That's a little uncomfortable.
Yes, you're a little bit larger than Kenny Baker was. Kenny Baker was the little guy that actually fit in the R2.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You built a sidecar. Everybody's gonna be like, why does he have a sidecar? Literally just my ass sticking out of it.
Yes. Anyway.
Is this the coin slot? Oh, dear God. Oh, dear God. I think I'm rich. Wait. Oh, dear God.
Ironically, there are coin slots on R2-D2, but that's a part name. Anyway, Astromech Builders, you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, so I go to Home Depot. I get out of the car. I'm just wearing my hoodie. And, of course, I'm sporting one of the Roman Podcast t-shirts with our new logo. You can get them at TeePublic, RomanPodcast.com. You can buy one there. I bought one. So there I am. Of course, I'm just walking billboard. And a guy from across the parking lot sees me and goes, "Sweet shirt, dude." I'm like, "Oh, thanks. It's my show." And I kind of like, he's like, "Right on." He's thumbs up and everything. And it's like, it was very surreal because the show got recognized, but because on our logo and on our stuff, I always wear the, that little golfer cap there. What do you call that? The Tilly hat.
The Kangol or whatever.
Exactly. So I'm wearing one of those and I always wear my glasses. And even when I go to cons, I usually wear one of those caps and my glasses because it sounds stupid, but it's almost like my podcast uniform. That's how people recognize me. So there I am. I'm out in public. I don't have my glasses. I don't have my hat on. I'm a bald guy walking around with a Roman podcast t-shirt and a guy doesn't recognize me, but like recognizes the show. So very cool.
It's just like, "Yeah, man, I love Dave and Rolf." And you're like, "Wait, who?
Who?
You're like, "I don't know if you recognize me, but I'll take it."
Oh, well, exactly. Yeah. Like, hey.
I'm so desperate for compliments. I'll intercept them.
Some other guy comes wheeling around. "Are you talking about me?" Like, "No, we're not."
It's like when a boyfriend blows a kiss to his girlfriend and you walk between them and you grab it and you stick it in your pocket and you go, "Thank you."
Never done that.
He's just like, "I'm so desperate for attention, I'll intercept it."
You intercept it, just start rubbing it on your front parts there.
Just, oh, and the guy's like, that's my kiss, dude. No, dude, there's nothing there. There's nothing in the air. But the guy would get so mad. That's hilarious.
Yes. So there we go. We are now officially recognized in the public eye.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Yes. Yay. Yeah,
So hopefully I look like I'm 10 years younger
you do. Yes. But also too. Yeah. Like when I go to cons, I get asked all the time and I get recognized because again, people expect you to be there. We tell people I'm going to be there. And then they know I'm there. It's like, "Oh, there's Rob," or, "Hey, where's Roman?" Fucking Roman isn't here. I don't fly everywhere with Roman.
Yeah, you know, I've got my own. I've got the Movie Expo coming up in Toronto there in September that I'm going to.
Yes.
Right. And so when I show up, I expect people to say, "Where's Rob?"
No. It's out of the podcast genre. You know what I mean? Anyway, so when we go to places where we say we're going to be and I'm with like-minded people and I'm usually hanging out with other
Look at our friends, Dan and Cody from Dan and Cody Podcast.
Yes.
Right. Usually one of them will travel to either Star Wars Celebration or whatever.
Well, yeah, because Dan, he works at the prop store, and what they do, they sell movie props. So when they go to, when I went to San Diego, they had like Christopher Reeves, Superman outfit.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and very top quality, rare props. And then when he goes to Star Wars Celebration, they just bring all their Star Wars stuff.
So, but there's been times where, like, because I've watched it, where Dan or Cody, I think Cody is the one who travels, right?
It's Dan. Dan.
Oh, Dan. I'll see Cody, you know, do a video on Instagram saying like, "Oh, Dan's not around."
Yeah.
You know, or vice versa. And it's just kind of like, yeah. So it's like us, like when you see, I'm sure they get the same thing. Where's Dan? Yeah, exactly. Where's Cody?
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much.
Where's an officer when you need one?
Yeah, exactly. And then people ask, "Oh, where's Roman?" And I get the bitch be like, "Oh, fuck, man, if I had to travel with him, fuck me."
Yeah, he's on a porn shoot right now.
What's up? Actually, this one, when people asked this time around when I was in Chicago, it was cool because I'm like, "Yeah, he just did a Netflix thing." It's like, "What?" I'm like, "Yeah, you see this movie Polar? Yeah, what? Well, he's in it."
So you're like, "What, they're like, what, is an extra or something?"
No. He's in it. He has a scene.
So. I think it's hilarious when you brought that up and people are like asking you, like, "So how did you meet Roman? Did you go through like an agency or something?"
Yeah, yeah, you get that. And it's like, no, I've long before acting or podcasting or internet was even a venue.
We were friends since late teenagehood. Thank you. That's what we are.
Yes, late teenagehood. Anyway, so what else we got going on?
Well, let's talk about Star Wars.
Okay.
I want to talk about the trailer.
Okay. Right?
The trailer was like, it came out just before Endgame was released.
Yes.
And the trailer was so exciting. You know how people are. They're like, shiny, shiny, shiny. And then something new comes out. They're like, shiny, shiny, shiny. And then they stop painting. So it was almost like Endgame was losing a little momentum just before it released.
Yes.
Not everybody was in Star Wars mode. It's like, it's 6 months away. So like some of the people were like, who were in the movie, who were in Endgame, were like, Star Wars is great. But in the meantime,
yes,
it's the Endgame, you know? He goes, that's, you know, that's for Christmas time. So I think the trailer's pretty good. It's got a lot of, it's kind of like a little bit like Endgame, where they're kind of bringing back things from the past.
Yeah, yeah.
And so the only reason I'm not talking about specifics is that some people don't even like to watch the trailers.
Yep.
Right? So I thought the trailer was really good. I thought there's a couple parts in there that made you jump up and scream. And it's a teaser. It's not even a trailer. It's just a teaser.
And again, I was at Star Wars Celebration when they first showed it in the room with a bunch of fanatics. Like, so this was like a month ago. So that's, I mean, so I know what you mean, because now after Endgame, I've almost completely put Star Wars at the back of the mind going, oh yeah, yeah, that's a thing too now. Like, yeah. So that's what they're saying this year, the Star Wars saga is going to end. Endgame rolled around to ending that one chapter, that huge chapter in Marvel. Yeah. And Game of Thrones is ending. Like, this is the year of endings.
Yeah, and there's quite a few other shows that I watched that are ending as well. So it's all new stuff. Spider-Man's trailer came out, Homecoming.
Yep.
And so that one was pretty cool. We got Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yes.
Playing, was it Mysterio?
Yep.
So, you know, that one should be interesting too. I watched Kevin Smith's review of the trailer.
Yeah.
Because he wrote for Daredevil. And he knows, what's the guy's name who plays Mysterio?
Jake Gyllenhaal?
No, the actual like character. Blake something or anyway, so he wrote for him too.
Okay.
Right. So he gave some great insights about that character. So and I don't wanna give you his version of it. I mean, you guys watch it, figure it out for yourself, because it may spoil the movie for you if that's really what it turns out to be.
Yes.
But I thought it was like, holy shit, I never even considered that. I didn't even know that about the character. So I was like, okay. He's like, I know this character. I wrote this character. I'm like, oh shit.
But also too, again, this isn't, again, when Captain Marvel came out, the big bad turned out not to be the big bad. Yeah. So it and that was like a what? Because in the comics, it's one thing, but it's not the other. So they're doing their own thing. So whatever they do, fuck, they're making money like hand over tits. Like,
oh yeah, just get me on one of those movies, man.
Oh fuck, like just it's incredible how much money they're making. So other than that, what else have we got going on?
I'm working on self-improvement.
Are you?
I got a new goal for each month.
Okay.
To reach. So and then I celebrate with like ice cream sundae. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not talking about ice cream sundaes. You'd be surprised, but you could do that. You could do that at the end of every week. You could pick one day and you could give yourself the one thing that you're craving for. It right. will not affect your weight loss if you only do the one thing the one time once a week.
Yes. And we've been over this a lot. And again, I'm not innocent myself. I know I do concentrate on it a little more.
Who are you kidding? You're one sandwich away from fat.
I am. So I got to ditch a bunch of, you know, about 8 pounds or whatever. And again, I know it sounds like, oh, poor you, only 8 pounds. Well, everybody's got their own fucking demons. So fuck off. Anyway.
angry. I got to lose like that times like, you know, 20.
Whatever.
Shit happens.
Exactly. So this is more to my point. You can have people's like say, oh, I'm going to have a cheat day. But they wake up and it's like, stack of pancakes, maple syrup, and then at like an hour later they go to Starbucks and grab a frappuccino, and then an hour later they go to Burger King, and then that fucking
and then that pancakes, you put just a little dab of whipped cream, you go, oh, wouldn't want to drown it.
So that one day fucks up your whole week. It's okay to have a cheat meal, but people take that cheat day and they have like an 8,000 calorie day. And it's like, no, fucking don't.
Yeah, you can have a cheat meal. Like, yes. If you've ever watched The Rock do his cheat meals, that is insane.
It is. Right?
He can take in that many calories. Most people can't. I do it as a sport. So it's.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. But no, if there's a, because let's say that, well, we were talking about ice cream sundaes. Let's say you really want a fucking ice cream sundae, right?
Yeah.
And it's dogging you in the head all week. Well, some people it's movie theater popcorn, whatever right. It is. You know, at the end of the week, whatever your week is, whether it's Monday to Sunday or, you know, Wednesday to Wednesday, whatever, however you want to do your week.
Yep.
Allow yourself that. Whatever it is during the week that's craving, it's craving, but you know you shouldn't have it. Those cravings and temptations, they don't go away. They build up, right? So you kind of release a little bit of pressure by having it once, but don't have 6 tons of it. Don't have it all day. Have it one time for one meal as one thing.
And fuck, do you enjoy that meal?
Oh yeah, it's like you're just like people, they could offer you, remember that Swedish bikini team I kept talking about? They could offer you a good time in a bus with those young ladies and you'd be like, I'm taking the fucking sundae, fuck this shit.
After the meal. Actually, I'm gonna bring my sundae in
and you just it's more versatile in the bus.
Yes, exactly. So I get it. And I remember when I, you know, try to cut weight or this and that, like, let's say if we were going out to dinner on this weekend and it was my cheat meal and it's like, I ask, it's like, hey, are we ordering dessert? And everybody's like, no. And I'm like, well, fuck, sorry, everybody. I am, because this is my cheat meal and I can't have dessert later this week. So I'm not going to go home and eat a bowl of fucking Frosted Flakes or whatever. Like, this is happening. Make your peace with it.
Yeah. It's like when you go to places and you're like, oh, look, they have like a little bit of like some sort of pies or cakes or ice cream or something. And then you go to a place where they're like, oh, we have dessert nachos. Oh, are you fucking kidding me? It's like the one time you have a chance, or like Cheesecake Factory cheesecake, which I've never eaten, but I heard is really good.
Right.
There's a few things that you can order. When you order your food, that you can include that, but it's like $8-9 a piece,
right?
It's something crazy. But if that's something that you've always wanted to try or always or absolutely like, you know, you allow yourself that one time. Mm-hmm. But it's not I get a piece, you know, every meal, all day. It's like no, you stick to your guns, and then you pick what meal you want. I would prefer if you're gonna cheat, you could do breakfast because you can do like the whole pancakes and syrup and go crazy. But if you want. If not, then it's one item that you're like, you know what? I really want this. Fuck it. Do it.
Again, I don't drink anymore. And it's not because of a huge problem. It was just something I just stopped doing. And now it's been a year and a half. I'm like, holy fuck. I'm just going to keep going because I don't miss it. Anyway, but you get people that diet all day, eat nothing for breakfast, salad for lunch, and then have, you mean, a little bit of food, but then guzzle down a dozen beer. It's like, or even a 6-pack, it's like your calories for the day are just, you're fucked.
Yeah.
But
for you, let's say 8 pounds, right? For me, it's a lot more than that. But you also have like tiny petite girls who weigh like 120 pounds and like they're obsessed with those last 3 pounds.
Yeah.
And they're eating right and they're working out and they're doing everything and they just can't lose those 3 pounds. I can understand. It's everybody has their own thing that frustrates them and that their goal. So,
of course.
Yeah, people are like, oh, I got to lose these last 3 pounds. And you're like, fuck off, 3 pounds. I got to lose 100 times that, you know, but it's just like, but it's not fair to that person because that person, it literally could be like a huge struggle. Like they literally are trying their hardest to reach a goal. And it's frustrating when you can't reach a goal.
I think what's frustrating is the fact that because of our age, like every spring I'm like, oh, I'm going to trim down now. Fuck, every year it gets harder and it's almost to the point of impossible.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like I'm a seriously heavy dude, and I went to, you know, CrossFit places and all that, and like eating right and this and that. And you get on the scale and you're like, the scale's not moving for 2 weeks. This is not possible. I'm literally burning 3 times as many calories as I'm taking in, and I'm still the same weight. What is going on? Now I had thyroid issues. They've seemed to be mostly resolved,
right?
But they're still like at the time I was just like, this is crazy. And then your body takes a beating, and then you got to recover for like 2-3 weeks.
Yeah,
from beating the shit out of yourself because it takes
a
while.
Then you just discouraged, and then you're not at the gym, and then your diet fucks off, and then boom.
And then you discover Sundays.
Oh, well, I discover again. All right, you know what I'm gonna do.
I ever left you.
I'm going to take care of some housekeeping before we get out of here. If you want to find us, the show, we are on Twitter. We are at Roman Podcast. We are also Roman Podcast on Instagram. You can find myself. I am at Robert MM Cast on Twitter and Cast1973 on Instagram. If you want to find Roman, he is the Roman LeBeau on Twitter and Instagram. And he's still Roman Citizens on all the other apps like Christian Grindr, Snapchat, and all this other good stuff. Don't forget RomanPodcast.com. Like we mentioned earlier, take you straight to our TeePublic store and you can get our vintage logo, our current logo, all the other good stuff on t-shirts and hoodies and anything you want our logo on, you can get it there. So remember, go to RomanPodcast.com for all that good stuff. Also, don't forget the networks we're on. We're on the EMC Podcast Network, the Tangent Bound Network, and we're also sponsored by Emotionally 14. So go to all those great places and find all the great shows that they have to offer, and we are in very good company indeed. Tasty Nude Campaign. You want to send Roman some tasty nudes? Go to romanpodcast@gmail.com. Roman will happily peruse your tasty nudes. I'm a happily married man. If you have any tasteful nudes, I can peruse a tasteful nude. Same address, romanpodcast@gmail.com. Send him care of Rob. And of course, last but not least, a review reach around. If you'd like to give Roman or Rob a review reach around, go to Apple Podcasts and leave us a star rating and review. We call that the review reach around.
That's right. There's a 5-star insert joke here. Reach around.
Very lazy today. Until next week, I'm Rob Cast.
And I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And we'll see you next time. Later.
Hi, this is Mark. Congratulations. You have found this amazingly awesome show. Chances are you're listening to it right now on whether it's iTunes or Stitcher Radio or some other mobile app that allows you to stream this amazingly awesome show to your ear holes. And I can't stress how awesomely amazing this show really is. But did you know that you can also catch the latest episode of this show on the Tangent Bound Network? That's right. Go check out tangentboundnetwork.com. You can look them up and you can listen to it right there. It's even mobile friendly. What more could you ask for? Which means you can pull it up on your iPhone or your Android, even your Windows phone. Yeah, who has one of those? But still, point remains, you can do it. You can do it. Check it out, tangentboundnetwork.com. Listen to this show, the latest episode, every time.